What? Are we live? We're live right now. Are we recording? Can people hear us? Oh, thank goodness. Oh, man. Okay, thank goodness. We've been stuck in this room for the entirety of spring break. We couldn't sleep because the sleep alarm would go off every time we tried. We started seeing things, hallucinations, and over time these hallucinations became tactile and we could feel them breathing their hot breath on us. We would hallucinate the same things at the same time, and I think they might have transcended their hallucinatory nature and become real. A man with a bull's head. A giant snake. The Pierce Brahma. Although, I think that one was never a hallucination to begin with, since I'm now unable to smell. Can you smell, Andy?
What? Daniel? Who are you talking to? Are we live? Can people hear us?
Yes, Andy, we're live. Catch up. Jesus. I'd really appreciate it if you'd pay attention to the things that I say so I don't have to repeat myself all the time.
I'm beginning to feel my body again. My hands, I can feel the walls and the floor, and I hear laughter. I miss laughter. It feels so good.
Andy, can you please get it together, like, sooner than later? We've got news to report to the people.
You're right, Daniel. I'm ready now. Have you done the intro?
No, Andy, I can't. You haven't done the music thing. Can you do the music thing?
Of course. Let's do this.
Hi, I'm Daniel Uhlenberg.
And I'm Andy Schachter.
And this is a Pierce College Daily News Hour. Let's get it started with the weather, shall we?
I'd love to.
How has the weather been in terms of temperature, Andy?
Honestly, the weather's been pretty hot recently, as a major heat wave has overwhelmed beautiful Pierce College with temperatures in excess of 90 degrees. It's speculated that this has something to do with the ever-present nuclear fireball in the sky that watches us with its piercing eternal gaze. The physics department has labeled it the sun, after Professor Frankfurt's son.
That makes sense.
It does. On a similar note, though, I have some terrible news. Pierce College, as well as all of Los Angeles, has suffered a tragic death.
Mm.
Of course, you know I'm talking about the death of Spring. Died way too young, from March 20th to April 6th, 2018.
Well, Spring didn't actually die.
Spring is gone. Spring no longer exists.
It was never living. It seems pretty insensitive.
You're insensitive for saying that.
Okay, whatever.
In honor of Spring, I would like to ask for everybody to please have a minute of silence.
Like a moment of silence?
A minute of silence.
I think starting seems a now. Bit excessive. Okay. Andy, I don't think we need a whole minute.
Daniel, this is really, really disrespectful. You know, a lot of people are mourning right now, and I think not only would Spring do this for you, but others would do this for
you. Spring was, it's not alive. It's a concept. It's a season.
Moving on.
Pierce will be hosting a summer camp this summer, Camp Shadowlight, for Pierce students, as well as for the pathetic excuses for people who don't attend beautiful Pierce College. Among the activities that campers will partake in are lake building, identifying birds by taste, and running into each other as hard as possible. The camp will begin June 15th and continue indefinitely, or until there are no more campers. At the end of every day, the campers will all gather around a big garbage fire and sing what have been described as almost songs before heading back to the classroom to sleep silently so as not to attract the attention of the weeping Goliath that roams the campus in search of flesh as soon as the sun goes down. Be sure to sign up now because spots are filling up fast.
There was a sighting of a car the other day. It was red and, quite frankly, really cool. And there's a cool guy driving it. For more, here's our segment called Andy on the Streets. That's a really cool red car.
Wow, that was a great segment, Andy.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Greek life is now coming to Pierce. A chapter of the Mount Olympus fraternity / sorority will be opening up next semester. However, in order to be allowed, you need to prove your demigod blood quantum, a qualification which has stirred up some debate. Maria Rodriguez, a first-year beautiful Pierce College student, had this to say about it.
Honestly, it seems kind of racist. You have to have Greek ancestry to get in. My great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandmother was the Norse goddess of death, but I'm not eligible for admittance because I'm not Greek enough. You'll all be hearing from my lawyers.
On the other hand, Zeus, head of the Greek pantheon, disagrees with the claims of prejudice.
Frankly, I see no issue with the policy. You know, you're lucky that we even allow humans to live on Earth as it is. If with one gaze, one swipe of my finger, I could eradicate the entire population of California. And if thou shalt tempt me, I swear on my name that I will... Oh, shoot. What time is it? I gotta go to statistics. I'm sorry, I gotta go. Bye.
How do you feel about this issue, beautiful students of beautiful Pierce College? Let us know at piercednh@gmail.com. Again, that's piercednh@gmail.com.
Now it's time for a new segment that we're calling the Andy Schachta Microphone Recording, also known as ASMR. It's here that I'll be reading from the Columbia Viking Desk Encyclopedia. I'll open a random entry, and please enjoy this following segment featuring the mouth of Daniel Uhlenberg. The Columbia Viking Desk Encyclopedia. Today's word is draft riots. In Civil War, nationwide opposition to Union Conscription Acts of March 3, 1863, broke into bloody riots in New York City, July 13 to 16, 1863. Huge mob overpowered police and militia, seized Second Avenue Armory, set fires, and assaulted abolitionists and Negroes, damaged over $1.5 million.
Did it really say that word in the book?
It did.
Where did you get this book?
I found it in the corner of the room.
This isn't even a bit. That was just weird.
Yeah, that was weird.
I feel weird doing the rest of the ASMR segment now.
I do too, Ashley. Let's move on.
How do we even... Whatever. The skittering clickety-clacks of tiny Brahma feet are being heard around campus. That's right, our own Pierce Brahma has given birth to a litter of little Brahmas. Those adorable little creatures with their many... things and appendages can be seen roaming campus, letting out little adorable eardrum-shattering baby Brahma screeches. Just as a warning, the Pierce Brahma is an endangered species, so when it inevitably tries to eat you, please allow it to do so, as otherwise you will be heavily fined. If you encounter a Brahma baby on campus, remember what you learned in elementary school. When you see a baby Brahma and things are going south, cover up your eyes and always close your mouth. Plug your little nose, put fingers in each ear, because if you don't, they'll do exactly what you fear. They'll crawl up inside you and gnaw on all your bones, and then they'll scrape away your brain and make themselves a home. And once they can control you by plucking out your nerves, they'll come home to your family and they'll...
Daniel,
give them...
I think they know what? How it goes.
Yeah, I don't need to tell you guys. Yeah, that's right. Anyway, stay safe, bra men and bra women.
Now it's time for everyone's favorite segment, sports.
Stop. Congratulations to Pierce's own Morgan Foster, who won the talent show by eating her entire body. It was grotesque and beautiful and done in one big gulp, and really that's all that I want to say about this because I'm starting to remember it.
Last weekend, Pierce's very own Laura Palmer set the new national record for underwater basket weaving and was seen by the pool this Monday waterproofing a machine that weaves baskets without the aid of a human. So the question now stands, future Olympian or future entrepreneur? You decide.
And now for internships. Looking for internship opportunities? We have what you're looking for when you use the Pierce-endorsed networking and internship service, also known as the... Nothing. There is no acronym. Ignore that, please. We offer a wide range of internship opportunities, from interim Pierce football quarterback to grandma sanitation to Brahma containment. All you have to do is head down to the business office and deposit a drop of blood into the mouth of one of our fine volunteers, and you'll be matched with a job that fits your constitution and build. Just remember, if you want a job but you're the greenest, come on down and use the Pierce-endorsed networking and internship service. The Fine Daniel Championship is underway. It's sponsored by Pespi. Pespi. Sounds similar, tastes different. Anyway, the first listener to find me on campus and tap me on the shoulder will receive a whopping $5. All you have to do is just tap me anywhere and say literally anything. I'm very lonely, and I'm always open to making friends. Have you grown out of your old clothes? Do your childhood outfits just not fit on your growing delicious flesh anymore? Stop by the library from now until the end of the semester to donate to our drive. All we ask is that you bring your body so we can whittle some of the flesh off to restock the cafeteria with. optionally, we can remove a vertebra so that you can be sure that you'll fit right back into those Thomas the Truck pajamas that you miss so dearly. What are you doing keeping all your meat to yourself? Other people need it more than you do. Stop by the library. Now. Oh yeah, and everyone who donates gets a free Pierce Brahma-shaped keychain.
Today's episode is brought to you by revenge. Somebody hurting you, someone kill your family, get revenge.
That's abstract. Beautiful Pierce College's Nutrition Army has devised a nifty new detox cleanse. It's simple and doesn't require drastic lifestyle changes. All you have to do is only eat and drink what your body produces. Blood, sweat, urine, feces, all fair game, completely unlimited. People are swearing by it, too. There have been numerous reports of people who claim to have seen into the ether as a direct result of this cleanse. So, I don't know, maybe check it out. I'm just a guy on the radio, man. I can't control you. Just live. Just do your life the way you do it.
Now it's time for my favorite segment, the
Cooking
community.
Corner.
Cooking Corner?
Well, I thought that was your... Whatever. Go on.
The Community Collage. It's here in the segment where we have listeners send us questions and we answer them and give them advice.
They send the questions in to piercednh@gmail.com. Again, that's piercednh, Pierce like the college you go to, DNH like Daily News Hour, and at gmail.com like gmail.com.
Please send more questions. We're desperate. Our first question comes from a listener named Pat, who asks, who would win in a fight, Jesus or Mecha Jesus? Daniel?
I'd say realistically probably Jesus, because God didn't give birth to Mecha Jesus.
That's true. But it's Mecha Jesus. You know, it's already Jesus, everything that he is, but Mecha. You know, robotic.
All I'm saying is water into wine is better than water into oil.
Is it, though?
I mean, it depends on what you're using it for, but I was going to say that I drink oil. Wine more frequently than gasoline, but that's just straight up a lie.
Okay, that's fair. But I think the question stands, though. Who would win in the fight, though?
I'll concede Mecha Jesus.
I'm gonna stick with you. Yeah, I think Mecha Jesus would win.
Especially if it's powered by Siri.
Of course, yeah. Our next question comes from Dakota, who asks, if a woodchuck could chuck wood, would a woodchuck fall into an existential depression?
That seems like a trick question, because woodchucks pretty much are always in an existential depression, so it's not like it could fall into that.
I was going to say, yeah, that's kind of a redundant question.
You can't fool me with that, Dakota.
Yeah.
Please never contact me again. I don't want to be duped by you.
Moving on. This question is...
Is that just a picture of an unsolved hangman game?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, I like Hangman, but how'd they expect us to...
I don't know. You didn't use your vowels. You had to go for vowels first. I don't know why you didn't do that.
Okay, fine. S.
That's not a vowel.
No, I know, but it's like in everything. It's like at the end of the words.
That's true, yeah. I don't know.
S. It's S.
It's S. Try S and report back next week.
This next question says, why are snakes bad pets? They aren't. Maybe if they're venomous, but otherwise, they're the best pets. You have to feed them like once every week or two, and you can sick them on your enemies, keep them in your sleeve, you know, go skydiving with them.
Yeah.
The options are endless. You can't do that with a pet dog.
Do you skydive with your snakes?
I don't skydive. Why does my throat hurt when I drink gasoline? Well, as a gasoline drinker myself... I can say that you probably have some sort of infection in your mucous membranes of your throat.
I wouldn't know. I don't drink gasoline.
Really?
I never have.
Oh, I forgot. You're 21. Yeah. Well, when you turn 22 and are able to legally drink gasoline, hit me up, because I bought a whole bunch of gasoline.
Okay. And our final question is, why should I buy Rico's Rice?
Yeah, I saw that one ahead of time, and I think that's kind of self-explanatory. Rico's Rice is boil in the bag. It's the best. They've been around for like 60 years, so you know that they're doing something right. If I had to argue against Rico's Rice, which I don't, I would say that they're a little too convenient, and it makes me a bit suspicious about how they make their things that they make.
Okay.
Oh, we have a new segment.
Yep. For a new segment, we're calling Food Dudes. We're going to introduce to our lovely listeners the best the Valley the Best of LA has to offer regarding local small restaurants.
Okay, so, yeah, so last week, Andy and I went out with some friends and discovered a little hole in the wall, as well as a small hidden restaurant called Hanabishi by Kyushu, right west of Sherman Way and Sepulveda. It was here that we not only discovered a vast array of great Japanese cuisine, but most importantly, a very happy happy hour menu consisting of a $6 pitcher of beer, amongst other things. Yeah, you heard that right. An entire pitcher of beer for only $6.
That's right. Hanabishi offers two very distinct flavors, so being the well-rounded and educated critics that we are, we felt the need to order each one as and, well...
Well, let's just say that it made for quite the night, full of food, laughs, great stories, and teriyaki... What did I order?
I don't. Did you order it? Daniel, do you actually remember that?
I don't remember anything. I kind of blacked out really quickly.
Yeah, that was the beer.
I was actually hoping that you would write the segment. That was why I kind
of
dumped
it on you. I drank as much as you did. You had me finish your third pitcher.
There was a third pitcher?
And a fourth.
I don't remember any of this.
And a fourth one. But you made me finish your third one anyway.
Although, I don't think so, because I know that I can drink better than you, so...
I hate you.
You want to do your joke of the day?
I guess.
Okay, well, now, entirely because I owe it to him, and not because I have any vested interest in what the joke is, it is time for Andy's... joke of the day, brought to you by, what is this, Laid? Feeling lonely or just looking for a good time, get, is that really a sponsor?
I don't know, it's in my notes.
Andy, is this your attempt at a, is this your joke of the day? Is the whole, there have been a lot of abstract sponsor things today, like Pespi isn't real.
No, that's not me. I swear, I get the same material that you get. So
is this your joke, Andy?
No,
come on.
No, I mean it. I don't know what this is,
Andy.
It could have been an intern because they don't normally they write those. I don't know.
I was gonna give you time for your joke too, because after the last episode, you know, you take me outside and you tell me your joke, and it's okay, it's passable. But then I give you another chance this week and. It's just lowbrow toilet humor. Get laid.
I swear it wasn't me. I mean that.
We've ended every episode with me having to spare our listeners from listening to your garbage, and that's no way to end a show, Andy. And this is the third time that you've sabotaged it. My grade in this class is suffering, and nobody listens to our show because you make me fight you every week at the end. Do you have any idea the toll this is taking on me personally?
I'm sorry?
I have nothing in my life.
Humor is subjective.
I have no friends, which is not my fault at all.
I'm not your friend?
No, you're not my friend, Andy.
No.
Why would you even ask that? No. Maybe you would be if you didn't come onto my show and mess it up every week, but I literally live under a rock. People joke about, do you live under a rock? How did you not know about Justin Bieber or whatever? And, yes, I do. And I can't tell them that because I'm trying to get on their good sides, right? But it's like, hey, at least I have the radio show. And then I come on and then you try to end with some kind of weird joke that just alienates the listeners.
I just want to tell a joke.
Oh my
That's
God.
All I wanted. Something that was a good PG-13 joke that everyone can laugh at. And
just PG-13?
Have...
Get laid is PG-13?
Yeah, that wasn't me.
That was you, Andy.
And if it was, I would argue that joke... is PG-13.
We don't allow the interns to come out of the cages that we put them in. How could they write this? How could they submit it? They haven't touched technology since we wiped them of their memories and crammed them in the cages.
I maybe let Connor out to write a few jokes.
Why would you do that?
He started gnawing on his own arms. We ran out of intern
feed. Connor's the worst.
He's not that bad.
Okay. You know what? Why couldn't you just find a good joke in advance? I don't want this to be what people come away with every week. Mark? Audio engineer Mark? Are you listening? Okay, can you cut it off? I'm done with this. I'm out of here.
Please.
I've got so many better things to do.
Is he really? He's at...